This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The world is nearing 5 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. The latest numbers from the U.S.'s Johns Hopkins University show 4.9 million people have the novel coronavirus, while just over 324,000 people have died from it around the world since it surfaced in China late last year. The United States has recorded the most deaths at more than 92,000. It is followed by Britain, Italy, France, and Spain. Global solidarity with Africa. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that is an essential part of ending the coronavirus pandemic. Guterres says Wednesday international action is needed to help strengthen its healthcare systems and food supply and to avoid a financial crisis. He commends African countries and the African Union for acting quickly to enforce quarantines and border closures and to rely on regional cooperation to try to stop the spread of the virus. Egypt has announced worshippers must stay home for the Eid al-Fitr holiday. That marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The government also says masks must be worn in public starting on May 30th. A mandatory mask order goes into effect Thursday in Spain for those over the age of six. The order applies to kids and adults who are in a public place where it's not possible to stay 2 meters away from others. Japan plans to lift the state of emergency in the western areas of Osaka, Kyoto, and Hyogo. Public broadcaster NHK reported Wednesday the government will keep curbs in the Tokyo area and in the northern island of Hokkaido. More stories on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials in the Chinese province of Jilin are trying to contain a new cluster of COVID-19 cases, including 4 new infections reported Wednesday. Another country trying to contain an uptick in cases, Venezuela. The South American country is seeing more cases along its border with Brazil and Colombia. Authorities said there were 131 new cases over the course of 24 hours and linked the increase to migrants returning home. President Donald Trump said he is considering imposing a ban on travel from Brazil. This as the country's daily death toll from the new coronavirus jumped to a record on Tuesday. Brazil overtook Britain on Monday to become the country with the third highest number of confirmed infections, behind Russia and the United States. The United States has sanctioned Iran's interior minister in the latest action against Tehran. That's according to a notice posted on the U.S.